I want to start a series that I've been talking about for some time. And I need you to be attentive. I need you to write. And let no man distract you. Nobody's responsible for your destiny. Let no man steal from you today. Praise the Lord. Because what you are about to begin to receive, your life and your future, depends on it. The title of my message is Keys to Financial Freedom. Keys to Financial Freedom. I will be showing some slides as we go on, so pay attention. I want to ask you a few questions to start. I always like to start from the aspect of questions. And I will give you a quote later to amplify that. Praise the Lord. First and foremost, how many of you believe that money is important? Come on. Everybody knows money is important. Amen. Money has killed many. Money has destroyed many. Money has built many things. Where we are is money. Money built it. Praise the Lord. So, my first question to you is, what kind of a lifestyle or what kind of life do you want as your reality? What kind of life do you want as your reality? You have a job now. Glory to God. If you don't have a job yet, you will get a job, I pray, in Jesus' name. Or you start your own business in Jesus' mighty name. But you can't work for the rest of your life. You can't be laboring for somebody else and earning a salary for the rest of your life. If you want a dynamic life, praise the Lord, then you have to become specific. At the beginning of the year, we told us, when we're talking about vision, to tabulate your expectations this year. What are you going to pursue? How much money do you want to earn at the end of the year? What kind of life do you want to see? Do you want to begin to live by the end of this year? When you enter into 2019, what kind of life will you be entering into? Praise the Lord. One thing I know of a certainty is that God's plan for you, God's plans for me, is to be successful in every area of our lives. And I pray that God will make a success out of you. In Jesus' name. The scripture we read, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Thoughts of peace to give you a future. God has a future planned for you. God has a future planned for me. A future family-wise, a future spiritually-wise, a future also financially-wise. So what is this saying? God is saying, I know what I am doing. You should know that God knows what he's doing. I have it all planned out. That's what the Message Bible says. I know what I am doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you. Not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. So for you to hope for it, then you must have written it down. For you to hope for that future, it must be a picture in your mind. How do we begin to actualize the plans and the promises of God? The Apostle Paul says in Romans 12, I read from the Message Bible, verse 1 and 2. He says, so, here is what I want you to do. God helping you. What I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Let your totality be presented before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. The best thing you can do for God is to embrace what God is doing for you. Or what God can do for you. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture. Culture is the enemy of your future. Believe me. Don't get adjusted to your culture that you fit into without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you. Develop well-formed maturity in you. Praise the Lord. So, this means, give me the first slide there. It says, it is to your benefit that you renew your mind in the plan of God for your success. It is to your benefit that you renew your mind in the plan of God for your success. So it becomes detrimental if you do not renew your mind in the plan of God. That is to say, you use the mind of God, the word of God, to renew your mind so that you can have the capacity to carry the plans of God. And let it become your daily practice. Hallelujah. What does this mean? This means you must be ready to go against the popular culture of thinking. Be ready to go against popular culture of thinking. There are different mindsets out there. There is no mindset that trumps the mindset of God. God's thinking, God's ways are not popular. That is why you need to see yourself the way God sees you. You need to begin to see the way God sees. You need to begin to see yourself the way God sees you. There is no limitation to the sight of God. God had to change Abraham's sight. He brought him out of his tent and made him look up to count the stars. The man who had no son, God told him, that is how many your children will become. Praise the Lord. Give me the next slide. At any time, whatever is dominant in your mind is who you are. Because the Bible says, as a person thinks, that's who they are. That's who they become. Whatever is dominant, you see, part time, as you are sitting down now, whatever is dominating your mind, that's who you are right now. And if you carry that mind out of here, that's who you become. So if you are receiving this word and it's painting pictures of a future that is desirous to you, then that becomes what your pursuit is. Praise the Lord. Am I blocking our view? Yes, I think so. Can we bring this down? Thank you. I want you to benefit. Get everything you can. Write notes. Revisit those notes. Give me the next slide. This is what Ralph Waldo Emerson says. He said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. What's behind you, what's ahead of you, is a shadow of what you are thinking, of the ability you carry. And you carry great ability. Some of us don't even know what we can do because we've never tried. According to personal executive data, more people apply for jobs on a lower level than they apply for jobs on a higher level. That is to say, people apply for jobs that are on median levels more than jobs that are on executive levels. There are more jobs available on the executive levels than jobs available on median levels. But more people crowd to apply for those jobs in the median level. They get more application for jobs on a lower level than they get applications for jobs on a higher level. In America, every month now, they said, America is adding more jobs. If you look at the more jobs that America is adding, they are either factory jobs, cleaning jobs, not executive jobs. Praise the Lord. I remember talking to Akim the other day, and he is one of the hiring managers in his office, if you must know. See him after the service. He said they were interviewing people, they were looking for people to work, but people were not applying for those jobs. People were not applying for those jobs. Because a lot of people don't believe they can succeed. A lot of people don't believe they can get it. They don't believe they are qualified for it. How do you know you are not qualified if you have not tried it? If you have not stretched yourself, if you have not pushed yourself. That's why a lot of jobs on the higher pay scale are still left unfulfilled or unfilled, while the bottom scale is overcrowded. Praise the Lord. There is a 1%er in this world. In Russia, where the World Cup is going on right now, they said there are, I think it's 25,000 billionaires or so. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure. But maybe you won't become a billionaire. You can become a millionaire. Praise the Lord. Not because you are going to sell your soul, but because you are going to be creative. You have a creative mindset. Dig deep into that creative mindset. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Success is a mindset. I came to this country on God's assignment, knowing nobody. But God gave me a picture. Part of the picture is where you are seated today. Part of the picture is what we are enjoying today. And this picture is better than this. It's better than this. It's much more wonderful than this. And we are going to be taking steps towards it. We are not going to, I know I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to relent. I'm not going to relent. No matter what the devil tries. Praise the Lord. Some dream about success, but they don't do anything about it. I want to, but do nothing about what you want to. Some talk about success, but do nothing about it. Success can be relative. I understand. What is success to you? Write down your own definition of success. To somebody, success is getting married. To somebody, success is having a child. To somebody else, success is buying a new car. To somebody else, success is having a new house. What is success to you? I'm not going to define your success. You have to define your success. Paint the picture of your own success. And don't just paint it. Don't just dream it. Don't just think about it. Begin to do something about it from today. Yes, it's a Sunday. Start doing something about it. The first thing is write it down. If there's any picture that looks like your success, cut it out. Put it somewhere you can keep looking at it until it comes into your subconscious, so that when you close your eyes, that's the only thing you see. When you sleep, that's what you dream about. Something about the benefit of success, but do nothing about it. Wow. I can have money now. I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. But what are you doing to get that money? Anything you desire, anything you think is your birthright, and you do nothing about it, will remain unfulfilled. Do I have a slide for that? Whatever you desire, whatever you think, yes, it's my birthright, it's mine. And you do nothing about it. Guess what? It will remain unfulfilled. Even we live in a country, in a world where you fight for your right. Things you don't like, do something about it. Do something about what you can do something about. You know, those countless IR executive vacancies, for example, they are waiting for people like you who will dare to believe. They are waiting for people like you who will dare to stretch. They are waiting for people like you who will dare to rise. They are waiting for people like you who will dare to do the unusual. I didn't hear an amen. Amen. People who will think outside the box. Praise the Lord. You know, we look at other people's successes. We see the success on the surface. We admire it because it's on the surface. We admire success on the outside. We admire success on the surface. And many people think they do not stand a chance to get to the top. You have to erase that mindset. You have a chance. Everybody has the same chance. Did you hear me? There are certain things that are available, but there are some things you have to create and force yourself into. The moment you are comfortable, you are not going to do anything. Let me tell you something. The Bible says contentment with great gain. Right? It didn't say containment. Many people mix containment with contentment. Contentment means I don't have to do more than this. Contentment means even though this is where I am now, it's okay, but I'm going to build from here to move forward. Don't let your mind contain you. The mind cannot, the mind is too vast to be contained. Some, the thoughts you don't want to think, your mind itself is thinking it. The picture you don't want to see, your mind is looking at it. Don't just get by. Don't just get by. I hate myself anytime I'm in a state of no motion. I gotta do something. And maybe that's why my leg is still paining me. Because they say I should rest it and be immobile after my surgery, but there's something in me that can't just stay still. There's something in me. I have a vision. I see pictures. And if I'm sitting down, I can't attain those pictures. I have to do something. If not, I'm going to rot. God did not create you to get by. He created you to thrive. How many of us agree with me? God did not create you to get by. He said, we are called unto glory. We are called unto glory. We are not created to just get by, but to thrive. God's mindset is abundance. I wish above all things that you may prosper. You may prosper. Prosper is not get by. And be in health. As your mind prospers, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. He said above. So there is something above abundantly. That's God's mindset. So if you are hungry for that mindset, you pray for that mindset. The mindset of more than enough. Young people, don't let yourself be limited by the jobs you are going to get. If you are still in college, you can do something. You can create something. A lot of people are using YouTube to make money today. Some maybe not righteous, but you can fathom your own righteous one. Do you know one gap I find in the world today? There are no Christian games for children. That's still a mega vacuum. Mega vacuum. No Christian games for children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants your everyday affairs to prosper, and you shall prosper. I say by his grace, by his wisdom, by his word, you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Don't let anybody deceive you. God wants you to enjoy fine living. God wants you to enjoy fine living. God wants you to enjoy fine life. Good life. A better life. A prosperous life. And that is your portion. In Jesus' name. You deserve to enjoy good things. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you deserve to enjoy good things of life. Tell the other neighbor, if that neighbor is not listening, you deserve to enjoy the good things of life. You deserve it. You deserve it. You are a child of God. Amen. But your thought, you know, the same Emerson said, great men are those who see that thoughts rule the world. Great men are those who see that thoughts rule the world. Your thinking can get you out of every trap. Your mind can get you out of the rut. Your mind can help you escape poverty and lack. Your mind must become a solution mind, a service mind. Listen to me. Your thought is either building or destroying your domain, even as we speak. Your thoughts, they're either building your life or destroying your life. Your thoughts, your thinking about money. I'm laying certain foundations I'm going to give you about financial freedom. But it's a mindset. It's a mindset. Are you building that domain with your thoughts? Are you destroying it with your thoughts? If you keep on having a consumer mentality, you are destroying it. If you have an investment mentality, you are building it. I read a book when I was a teenager. Maybe some of us also read it. How many of us read Paradise Lost? Paradise Lost. Oh my God. Paradise Lost. That's a very old book. Praise the Lord. By John Milton. Nobody remembers Paradise Lost? I am a Shakespearean person. You know, I like all those prose and whatnot. John Milton said, The mind, it's its own place or its own world. And in itself, can make a heaven of hell and a hell of heaven. Typically, a woman who is married to a very nice man, have a good home, her mind can destroy that home. And a woman who is not married to so nice a man, and the home is not so nice, her mind can make that home a heaven. Your mind can belittle you and make you feel like nothing, even though nobody said anything to you, or make you feel like a giant. Depends on what you feed it with. Somebody said, life is too short to be little. Life is too short to be little. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My prayer is that God will connect you to his mind. God will connect you to his plan to prosper you on a daily basis. In Jesus' mighty name. You must understand that there are things that bring about success. There are things that bring about success in any area of your life, especially the area of finances. There are things that can make you financially successful. Financial success is produced and maintained by many things. Success is built on the foundation of many things. Like my next slide. Look at the picture of success. Success is at the pinnacle. But every other thing is under that nobody sees. Nobody sees the hard work. You got to put in the hard work. The hard work to be financially free. You got to put in the persistence. Even when you feel like you are going to be drawn back. What about the late nights? You make sure you pray, you study, you look at your bills and redirect your life, reposition yourself. Sometimes you get rejected for things, but that doesn't mean you stop. Well, and then sacrifices. There's no success without sacrifice. Sacrifices. Personal discipline. Appetite discipline, body discipline, eye discipline, taking criticisms. Many have allowed other people's criticisms to destroy them, to define and destroy them. Why would you allow what somebody else says to define who you are? Why will you allow the mistake you made in the past to define who you are going to be tomorrow? When God does not even look at your past to make you up. Jabez, he prayed, Lord, bless me indeed. He was named Sorrow. His mother called him painful. But he was like, no, my circumstance can't define my destiny. So he went to God in the place of prayer. And God answered him. I pray that God will hear your prayers. Don't let people's criticism drive you away from your place of success. Sometimes in church you find people, oh, I'm not going back to that church because of somebody said to you. Anywhere else you go, somebody will say something still. Praise the Lord. And besides, if it's positive criticism, you better learn from it. Amen. Then there are doubts you need to fight. There are failures you need to overcome before you become successful. Sometimes we fall, sometimes we rise. The point is we can't stay down. Tell your neighbor, you can't stay down. And above all, it starts with the risk you begin to take. Am I willing to take that risk? Our guest speaker last week also reiterated it. Faith is a risk. Your journey of faith starts with a risk. Praise the Lord. Stepping out on the word of God. The only tangibility is that word. Praise the Lord. I need to quickly rush now. You can accomplish financial freedom if your mind set, if your mind is set on it, if you have the right tools. And in the next few weeks, I'm going to give you the right tools, which I hope you will apply. Hallelujah. Amen. Think about it again. What does financial freedom mean to you? What does financial freedom mean to you? To be financially free. That's what it means to me. And financial freedom is one freedom that you and your family cannot afford to lose. It dictates everything you do in your family. And that question now is, do you think financial freedom is possible? From where I stand, I think so. But your answer informs what you do from now. Praise the Lord. For financial freedom must become your reality. It must be your ideal destiny. And whether you know it or not, your life is lived from the questions you ask yourself, the questions you ask other people. Quickly, let me run through this in 2 minutes. I want you to write this down as it's being projected. If you work on this, it means you are really serious about it. Number one, what do you really want financially? What do you really want financially? That is, what is your financial vision? Underline that really there. What is your financial vision? What do you really want financially? Number two, what is important about it? What values do you attach to that financial vision? What's so important about it? You need to write those down that matter to you. I can't answer them for you. Number three, how will I get it? How will I get it? What methods? What will be my modus operandi? What does it demand? Number four, what is preventing me from having it? Not who, what is preventing me from having financial freedom? What are your obstacles? What are the resistant forces? The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. If you believe, you can move mountains. Number five, how will I know I am successful? That is the measurement. How do I measure the success of my financial freedom? This question, the way they were coined, is it becomes your V2 mom. V2 mom. Vision, value, method, obstacles, measurements. And you can apply this to any area of your life. You can apply this to your business. You can apply it to your family. So, quickly, last point. The keys to financial freedom. Key number one, which I'm going to leave with you. Key number one. The first thing to do, which we will begin to do next week, is to plan your way out of every bad debt. Plan your way out of every bad debt. There are good debts and there are bad debts. Getting out of debt requires a plan. Requires a plan and requires your commitment. Debt is a dream killer. Debt is a destiny limiter. I pray that you will shatter that limit. I say, I pray you will shatter that limit called debt in the name of Jesus. Debt is the reason why you are not able to do all you should be doing in church. I pray that the wisdom of God will break you free from every limitation of debt in Jesus' mighty name. Will you rise up with me as we pray? I want you to pray. Write whatever you need to write quickly because my time is up. I want you to pray. I want you to tell the Lord. Say, Father. Say, Father. Connect me to your mind, to your plan, to prosper me daily. In Jesus' name.